This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2217. Get these fundamentals right and you can achieve anything. By Carl Pollin of carlpollin.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, reading you one article a day, usually covering happiness, productivity, self-help, minimalism, and more. Today's post comes from Carl Pollin. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Get these fundamentals right, and you can achieve anything. By Carl Pollin of carlpollin.com. From Greek philosophers and Roman emperors to Renaissance scientists, authors, and painters, the fundamentals for achieving a fulfilled, happy life has been documented, spoken about, and lived for thousands of years. Yet today, most people struggle through life in states of misery, stress, and unhappiness. Why is that? And what are these fundamentals that, if practiced, lead to a happy, fulfilled life? Well, here's just a few of these fundamental principles you can follow to give you a fulfilled, stress-free, and happy life. Discipline. Everything flows back to this one trait. Without discipline, you will always choose the cake over the healthy option. You will always drink that one too many glasses of wine, and you will always choose the sofa over a 30-minute jog or walk. It is your self-discipline that will catapult you towards achieving many of the goals, ambitions, and objectives you set for yourself. From losing weight to creating a successful blog, you need the discipline to take action every day to make these outcomes happen. No excuses. We humans seem to be much better at coming up with excuses about why we cannot do something than we are at coming up with reasons why we can do something. We seem to have reversed things somewhere along the way. There's an old saying, energy flows where your focus goes, which means if you spend all your time thinking of reasons why you cannot do something, all your energy will be focused on finding excuses for not doing it. The most common ones being, I'm not ready yet, or I just have to do this first, or I don't have time. Whenever you find yourself saying these excuses, you need to mentally check yourself. Recognize immediately what these are, excuses, and take steps to remove them from your thinking. The best way to do that is to have this conversation with yourself. I don't have time to write a blog post this week. Why is that? What is taking up all my time? I have to do this first. Why? Why is doing that first so important? I'm not ready yet. Why? What do I need to do to be ready now? Asking these why questions forces you to recognize you are making excuses and opens your thinking to finding reasons to overcome these self-imposed barriers. It's a process called interrupting patterns of thinking and is very effective at preventing you from making excuses. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, stop making excuses and instead make a list of all the reasons why you can, should, and must do something. Just this one act of writing out all the reasons why you can do something will start to make whatever it is you want to achieve much more likely to happen. Have a plan. The majority of the people you will meet today woke up without a plan for the day. The only thing on their agenda was probably that they had to go to work. That was it. The only thing they will do all day is follow the instructions of their boss or customers. When they get home, because there is now nobody telling them what to do, they will sit down in front of the TV or binge watch YouTube videos until bedtime and then repeat the same process the next day. If you're not planning your days with one or two clear objectives, you're going to find yourself in a repetitive cycle of missed opportunities, stress, and unhappiness because instead of you setting the direction of your life, you're giving up that responsibility to someone else and their plan for you is never likely to be in your interests, it'll be in their interests. Instead, give yourself 10 to 20 minutes at the end of the day to look at your calendar, see where you're going to be, and plan a few personal projects around them. Schedule 30 to 40 minutes of exercise, 1 hour of reading in a coffee shop, or arrange a meeting with a lost friend. Just the fact you are making a plan to do something constructive for you every day will give you something to look forward to and will give you a sense of accomplishment. It's that sense of accomplishment that will drive your motivation and pull you towards repeating the process the next day. Write down your goals. Unless your goals are written down and you review them regularly, you will never likely achieve them. Goals give you a direction in life. They help to keep you moving in the direction you want your life to go. Without goals, you will drift. Drift from one career to another, one relationship to another, and one job to another. What is it you want out of life? What do you want to achieve in your career? What kind of relationships do you want? What lifestyle do you want? Answering these questions will give you a set of goals you can turn into daily actions that will help to take you towards achieving them. The joy and purpose you get by pursuing your goals are worth it, even if you never actually achieve your goals. The ability to focus. This seems to be a lost art. There are so many distractions competing for our attention, from social media, advertising and entertainment, to people and things, that it has become very easy to have our attention hijacked by the latest, loudest thing. If you want to achieve success at anything, you must resist these distractions. People like Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, Nelson Mandela, and Oprah Winfrey never allowed themselves to be distracted by trivialities. They had or have a purpose, and they stay focused on that purpose. They knew where their priorities were, and that was where their focus went. Remember, where your focus goes, your energy flows. Focus on the latest and loudest, and you'll be pursuing trivialities. Focus on improving yourself mentally and physically, and you'll become an improved version of yourself. These five traits and habits will serve you well in life. They will guide you to make the right choices and will be the driving force of taking you from where you are today to where you want to be in the future. These are simple steps, but can be difficult to make. It's up to you to take that first step. Over time, you'll find they are so ingrained into who you are, it'll become natural for you to live a disciplined, focused life. You just listened to the post titled, Get These Fundamentals Right, and You Can Achieve Anything by Carl Pollin of carlpollin.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Carl. When it comes to discipline, you might be nodding along like, yes, with some discipline, I can choose that walk instead of watching that show on television. But then when it actually comes down to it, having that discipline is a different story. It sounds nice on paper, but how do you hold yourself to it? We've covered this in previous episodes. If you're a newer listener to this podcast, I'm sure you'll discover many episodes where we talk about tips for taking action and discipline. But this does remind me of a post from David Kane that I narrated nearly 6 years ago. And I'll just quickly read part of it because it's been so long. He said, quote, "Number 1, recognize that right now already is the future. You are currently experiencing the future of all your past selves. Their choices have come to fruition. If you like better fruits, make your right now self into someone who, as a habit, rolls out the red carpet for future self. Imagine if someone had already done that for you. Highly disciplined people are always experiencing advantages inherited from their wise and caring past selves. And number 2, recognize the moments when you're about to sell out your future self. These moments often happen when you are in retail establishments. They often involve televisions or other gratifying electronic devices, including the snooze button of your alarm clock. They also frequently involve high fructose corn syrup and disposable packaging, end quote. This recognizing, he said in number two, is really powerful. It's self-awareness, which can be learned through practices like meditation, journaling, and other things you hear about on this show, and not only affects our discipline, but other areas of our lives as well, in positive ways, including our emotions or outbursts, self-dialogue, and more. If you want to hear more from David on discipline, you can go way back to episode 92 of this show. I probably sound a lot different back then, so don't judge, but I think it's a good article worth revisiting. So that should do it for today. Thank you for listening and being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.